Well, again, we're seeing the deflection. Now we're going to move on to Iran, a country that hasn't started a single war in over 150 years, a country that hasn't invaded any of its neighbors
ever. What about
Iraq?
What about
a country that isn't in violation of 65 UN. Iraq started that war. Who the hell are these morons? I'm sorry, but this is just a joke. This is not a debate.
You said they
didn't
fight any wars. If
we're just going to spew about ridiculous statements, this is just
about
ridiculous.
What about the Jewish community center in Argentina?
I'm used to debating with people who can actually speak sense. Iran didn't start the Iraq-Iran war.
Oh, excuse me, I don't speak sense.
Just read a history book.
That's why they have, me on the show. That's why they have me on the show, because I don't speak sense.
Yeah, because
please.
You're good.
Ms. Mustafa, you're a
propagandist. You should be a stand-up, Mr. Kaplan. You should be a stand-up, because you're good fun. But you're not really talking much sense. You're not talking basic history here. So, okay, let's forget about Iran, because Iran has nothing to do with this.
Me.
This is about the Israelis exterminating
Ms.
the population of Gaza. And
Ms.
do
Mustafa.
Not interrupt me. Do not interrupt me. You requested not to be interrupted, so I require the same. I require reciprocity here. So do not interrupt me. So now that we've moved on from Iran, the deflection, the easy boogeyman that the Zionists seem to throw about every now and then, now let's move on to the tragedy that is happening in Gaza. There is a population that is victim of a siege, of a seven-year-old siege. They don't have access to food. They don't have access to water. They're being deprived of electricity. Their hospitals are being blown up to pieces. So this is the situation in Gaza. And who is responsible
lie
for it?
After
it's the
lie
terrorist
after
state
lie.
Of Israel. It's the terrorist state of
distortion
Israel that is benefiting
distortion
from unconditional
distortion.
Support from various countries. But hey, nothing lasts forever, and that we know for a fact.
They are not under siege. They are not under siege. They have their waters controlled precisely to prevent them from bringing in rockets and missiles. And the fact is, what you're accusing Israel of having a siege for the last 7 years. Let me finish. You say that Israel had a siege for the last 7 years. If they had a siege for the last 7 years that was all that successful and that was all harmful, then how did you bring in 1,200 rockets from Iran to shoot at Israeli civilians? Let's face something here. When they complain and say they're under siege, what they want is they want open borders and access from the sea to allow the importation of more weapons to attack and destroy Israel. And the rest of the world, Kava and Ms. Mustafa, the rest of the world has figured that one out. The Canadians have figured it out. The British Prime Minister has figured it out. The ex-British Prime Minister has figured it out. And most people in America and even in Europe, even the French, have figured it out. You've cried wolf too many times. And the fact is that the world knows that the Hamas are liars, that they use their children for human shields, that they're not under siege, they're not occupied. Israel pulled all the Jews out of there, and Israel is trying desperately to end this war, and you and your Iranian friends are trying without end to continue the war and keep it going. And on top of it, after attacking Israel over and over and over again through means of terrorism, you turn around and then you say, oh, we're only acting in self-defense. What a lie. What a con job.
Well, Ms.
The
Mustafa,
only ones that support you.
Let's get Ms. Mustafa in the conversation.
May I finish?
Ms. Mustafa,
the only ones who
our guest makes a couple points. In his mind, there's no siege, and also talks about how here Israel is being the victim. I'm not too sure how to respond to that, so I'm going to ask you to do that.
I'm not too sure either. I mean, I suspect he's going to mention that the world is flat, perhaps, and that they were going to be invaded by aliens. I mean, this is just absolutely ridiculous. There is no limit to the outrageous statements that are being made so far. That there's. Can you let me speak, for God's sake? I didn't say a word throughout your
rant. You're not even a good liar.
Go ahead, Ms. Mustafa.
Well, fair enough. You're a much better liar than me. That's definitely for sure. We can agree on that one. At least in terms of lying, you're an expert. You've reached record levels, Mr. Kaplan. Honestly, it's impressive. And you deserve a reward for your lies. But hey, this is supposed to be a serious program. This is supposed to be a program about facts and about current affairs, not about some sort of mythical rubbish that really stands to no ground. But anyway, so coming back, I mean, what can you respond to somebody say, how can you respond to somebody that's saying that there's no siege and that there's no occupation when the entire international community, when all the your Western leaders, Mr. Kaplan has mentioned, are actually negotiating and discussing and debating an end to the lifting of the siege and an end of occupation. If there were none of these, then why are they even discussing this? This is utterly ridiculous.
Lee Kaplan, Lee Kaplan, if I could have your attention.
Hamas refused to have a truce.
Well, Lee Kaplan, you talk about the world figuring out Hamas and what they're up to, but the world has figured out this being the third time around since the year 2008 and the 2012 and now this Operation Protective Edge, that each time the ratio of children and women and the elderly in terms of the number of deaths is a lot more than what we're looking at in terms of the other deaths occurring. Okay, so this is what we're looking at.
Kava, you're using the same nonsensical line. You're trying to say because more Palestinian Arabs or Hamasniks have been killed than Israelis, that obviously it's unfair and the Israelis are the bad guys. No, I'm sorry. In the Second World War, the United States and Britain defeated the Japanese and the Germans, and they killed a heck of a lot more Japanese and Germans than were killed of Americans and British
citizens.
Well,
then let me ask you this.
And it's the same thing today with
Israel.
Let
me ask you this, Lee Kaplan.
They had a regular army. The Japanese had a regular army. There is no regular army in Gaza. The Palestinians do not have a fleet, they do not have an air force, they don't have a regular army. For crying out loud, if you're going to quote history, just quote proper history. Don't compare Japan and Germany with the United States in
Ms.
the Second
Mustafa,
World War.
You're lying
Gaza
again.
Is a population that doesn't have an
the
army,
Hamas
for God's sakes.
Ms. Mustafa
okay, only
is
you're
lying
telling the truth,
again.
That's fine.
The
yes,
Hamas
of course,
are
only
trained
you're telling the
by
truth.
Iran. Kaaba's country, the Iranians train Hamas terrorists. And they are more sophisticated. They are not little fedayeen running around there okay. with guns. They have sophisticated weapons. They have Grad rockets. They are well-trained. Listen, you know, you can fool a good part of the world most of the time, but you can't fool them all of the time. Well, and the fact is, the world is waking up to the fact they've had enough of this with Hamas. They've had enough of this with the nonsense in Gaza.
Well,
they know the Jews
like to ask
pulled every
question.
Jew
I gotta
out
come
of
in
Gaza
here,
in 2005.
Because I've got about 2 minutes left, and I've got to ask this from Ms. Mustafa. It appears, Ms. Mustafa, when it comes to the life of a Palestinian, perhaps it's not worth much. And I say that because I want to reflect on what President Barack Obama has said. He said that he encouraged Israel's leader to minimize civilian deaths in its ground push into Hamas-ruled Gaza, while letting him know that the U.S. supports Israel's right to self-defense. If he's encouraging Israel to minimize civilian deaths, that means it's okay to kill some civilians, but to keep it down or to keep it low in numbers? Maybe that's the type of mentality that we're dealing with here. Obviously, U.S., the staunch supporter of Israel and the biggest contributor of military aid to Israel to the tune of $3 billion, some of which is being used currently in those shells that are in those tanks.
Well, very much so. I mean, the version we have here in the studio is a sort of an unfiltered, without the diplomatic talk. But basically, that really is it, that a Palestinian life just doesn't seem to be worth it. Now, just replace exactly what you said, the exact quote, and now replace it with Israeli or Jew, and you will see the utter outrage that the whole world will feel if that were the case. But obviously, when you're talking of Palestinian life, there seems to be a belief amongst supposedly civilized nations that somehow their lives just are not that much worth anything close to an Israeli life.
Hamas is civilized.
But we know one thing, and I would have to agree with Mr. Kaplan on one thing. The world is essentially waking up. When we're looking at the marches, when we're looking at the protests, we're seeing that the world is utterly sickened by Israel. But better still, when you look at cities, entire cities in the U.S., like Detroit, that are completely bankrupt. The Americans are now slowly waking up and utterly disgusted that their own government is giving $4 billion a year to the terrorist state of Israel, while a million people in the U.S. are starving and are living in abject poverty. That is where the real change is going to come from. It's going to come from the Americans, who are now realizing the disgusting relationship their government is holding and keeping with the terrorist state of Israel.
Very well. We're going to have to, unfortunately, edit there. That's Hafsa Kara Mustafa with the comments, journalist and political analyst, talking to us from London. And thank you, Lee Kaplan, for a great debate. He's an investigative journalist talking to us from San Francisco. Thanks for tuning in to another debate. Questions or comments, newsroom@presstv.ir. That's our email address. From Mikhail Tavoy and the entire team in the capital, Tehran, it's goodbye.